December the 6th, 2004, and after 18 years as a stage musical, playing to 80 million people worldwide, The Phantom of the Opera is having its world premiere as a film. Directed by Joel Schumacher and produced by Andrew Lloyd Webber, the movie is a long-cherished project, finally getting its glittering opening. The sword fight in the cemetery between the Phantom and Raoul is one of several new scenes created specially for the film that do not appear in the stage version. The most expensive independent film ever made, Phantom is filmed over 16 weeks at Pinewood Studios in England. It occupies 8 sound stages and an exterior lot where the bottom half of the opera house is constructed. The remainder will be added using a combination of CGI and a scale model of the opera house. At neighbouring Shepperton Studios, a 12-to-1 scale model of the Opera Populaire has been constructed for special effects shots. The biggest set is the interior of the opera house itself, encompassing an auditorium that holds nearly 900 people, a stage, a backstage area, workshops, dressing rooms, dormitories, and stables. The production design is by Tony Pratt, whose career spans 40 years, from 2001 A Space Odyssey to Band of Brothers, with an Oscar nomination for Hope and Glory along the way. Director of photography John Matheson's previous work includes Gladiator and Hannibal, but Phantom is a different sort of challenge. Costume designer Alexandra Burns' credits include Elizabeth and Finding Neverland, but the scale of Phantom and the sheer numbers of people to be dressed is a daunting task.